The White House announces a deal to reopen the government, and the markets did what? It's the Friday, January 25th edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news today, the media industry is slashing jobs, and we are so glad we're doing what we're doing. Amazon wants companies to create Prime-only products. No kidding. Presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren is rolling out a new wealth tax, and we'll have some details for you about that. Those stories, the markets, and Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine, joins us with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. And for the rest of us, it is at IOB underscore News Hour. There you go. Let's get into the news, shall we? Earlier today, at a quickly organized press conference in the Rose Garden of the White House, President Trump announced a deal had been struck to reopen the government until February 15. During those 3 weeks, the president said a bipartisan committee would look at border security measures. And if nothing is done by the 15th, Mr. Trump says he has other methods to secure a wall, such as a national emergency or shut down the government again. And by the way, the deal came with no funding for the Trump wall. Much of the quick turnaround by the president was mounting pressure from airports along the East Coast. Earlier in the day, major disruptions of air travel in and out of LaGuardia in New York City resulted when there were not enough air traffic controllers to man the stations. It was just yesterday when representatives from the airlines and airline workers expressed a fear that safety could be compromised if the shutdown went any longer. The market seemed to be up for an end of the shutdown and held gains. We'll have all those details just a bit later in the newscast. You know, for years, news staffs at major newspapers have been going through some massive layoffs. Now, it's hitting other media outlets. About 1,000 jobs in media lost as a result of layoffs announced at BuzzFeed, HuffPost, and Gannett, the nation's largest newspaper chain. On Wednesday, BuzzFeed announced that it would lay off 15% of its workforce, or about 220 employees. Verizon announced it would cut 7%, or about 800 jobs, from its media division, which includes brands like HuffPost, AOL, and Yahoo News. And Gannett slashed dozens of jobs at newspapers across the country. The severity of the cuts at Gannett came to light through various media reports and as journalists who were laid off tweeted out the news. The Poynter Institute's website, which in part provides news coverage of the journalism industry, noted in a story that, quote, the cuts were not minor, end quote, and affected some well-known journalists, including a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist. Yesterday, some HuffPost employees who had been let go also shared their stories on Twitter. Among those affected was Jason Cherks. He's a reporter who was a finalist for a Pulitzer in 2016, and Brian Magers, who is the head of opinion at Post. He said he was told that the site's opinion section is no more. Staffers at BuzzFeed will have to wait until next week to learn their fate. Media companies have struggled in recent years to grapple with declining advertising revenue that's been eaten up by technological giants like Facebook and Google. Some news organizations have also been affected by dwindling web referrals from Facebook, which altered its algorithm back in 2016 to favor user-generated content after having once served as a fire hose of traffic for publishers. And as digital media companies like BuzzFeed have tried to weather the storm that's wreaking havoc on the entire industry, they have been under increasing pressure from venture capitalists who have provided sizable rounds of funding to deliver results. They want their money. They want a return on that cash. Well, Amazon reportedly has a new tactic to boost its already massive online sales. The word is that Amazon is asking companies to create new brands that will sell exclusively on its e-commerce platform. Since 2016, Amazon has steadily increased its private label brands, offering in-house generic versions of products like diapers, laundry detergent, and electronics accessories. Those private labels aren't just a profit generator for the e-commerce giant. They also give it additional leverage when negotiating product prices with big companies that sell products on Amazon, like Unilever and Procter & Gamble. But Amazon may no longer be focused on product development, according to a new report in the Wall Street Journal. Instead, it wants other, more established brand manufacturers to do the heavy lifting. In other words, get your R&D rolling, manufacturer, because we want your stuff and we will make it exclusive on Amazon. Amazon is asking companies to create new exclusive brands so it can cut down on its own manufacturing and product development costs. And according to the journal's report, some companies are complying. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, wants to curb spiraling inequality in the United States and make the rich pay, according to a scoop from Jeff Stein and Christopher Ingram at the Washington Post. Most Americans currently pay property taxes to their local government. That's a form of wealth tax. The majority of middle-class assets are property. Rich people, of course, also own real estate, but they tend to mostly own shares of stock and other financial assets that largely evade taxation. Warren's proposal is for a progressive wealth tax in which the 2% rate that she's suggesting does not apply to the first $50 million, and then a 3% rate only kicks in when you have more than $1 billion in holdings, so nobody would actually be taxed that much. The operation of a tax would, however, exert a dramatic gravitational pull on large fortunes that tend to pull them down into the tax thresholds. Warren's proposal, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's call for a 70% top marginal income tax rate, is a sign that the intellectual backlash is now reaching into the realm of practical politics. Stay tuned. Stocks ended higher today as President Donald Trump announced that he had reached a continuing resolution with Congress to reopen the U.S. government. The temporary deal will fund the government for 3 weeks until February 15. The Dow gained 183 points, posting its fifth consecutive week of gains. The S&P 500 rose by 0.8%, while the NASDAQ added 1.3% as Starbucks gained on strong earnings. The major indexes initially pared their gains after Trump made the official announcement, as some traders were disappointed that it wasn't a more comprehensive agreement. Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Facebook led in gains as investors got back into risk-taking mood in hopes that the shutdown was ending, buying their favorite technology names once again. Apple, by the way, that jumped by nearly 3% today. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Federal Reserve is closer than expected to ending its balance sheet unwind, adding to the bullish tone of today. The Fed's decision is a key consideration for investors as they gauge to the extent which the central bank will tighten its monetary policy. Starbucks stock gained as the company reported strong sales and earnings growth for the first quarter. The coffee giant saw revenue climb by 9% compared to the same period last year. At the bell, the Dow is up those 183 points to end the week at 24,737. The NASDAQ gained 91 points to end at 7,164. And the S&P 500 was up 22 points to finish the week at 2664. Gold, and this is interesting, that was up a whopping $22.50, mostly fueled by skeptics, and ended at $1,302.20 an ounce. Interesting. Oil gained 44 cents today to finish the week at $53.57 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.74%. Yeah, it is Friday, and when Friday comes around, we get to come back to Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine. All kinds of stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. So have a little fun already. Jeff Pitts, coming up next.